The Yunnan province in southwestern China is known for rich fossil deposits, but researchers had not expected a fossil so exquisitely preserved as this specimen of the 520-million-year-old shrimp-like species. Researcher Pei Yuncheng with the Yunnan Laboratory for Paleobiology unearthed the fossil, and University of Arizona neuroscientist and team member Nicholas Strassfeld says it gave them the first detailed image of the creature's circulatory system.
It's a beautiful carbon trace. It is bilaterally symmetrical. It shows the dorsal blood vessel and the lateral vascular components, the arteries, the lateral arteries, and then a very, very beautiful system of arteries over where the brain sits in the head.
In earlier research with fossils of the same species, the scientists on this project had identified its brain, gut, and nervous system. Strassfeld says it's common to see fossils with imprints of teeth, shell, and bone, but not soft tissues because they decay first when a creature dies. He explains how the internal organs like those the team describes in the journal Nature Communications may have fossilized.
We assume that the specimens became entombed by a very sudden event, a sudden burial, maybe an underwater landslide, maybe something to do with a tsunami, who knows, maybe a very, very heavy dust fallout from a storm. And then this chemical preservation of the internal tissue as it was squashed flat.
This ancient marine species dates from the Cambrian period, a time in Earth's history when major animal groups began to appear with a huge variety of shapes and forms. Strassfeld says the organ systems detailed in this study are easily recognizable in today's crustaceans.
It suggests that already 525 million years ago, the basic layout, the ground, what we call the ground pattern of, say, a vascular system, had already evolved. And the ground pattern persists until this day in modified forms.
If we see this ancient shrimp as modern, then Strassfeld asks, who was the ancestor that gave rise to its sophisticated and very elaborate set of organs?
This is not going to be easy because we don't really have access to any older deposits. So what we hope to find in these Changchang deposits in China are fossils of organisms that clearly were already ancient by that time. And that might give us a lead into how these more elaborate systems, these very recognizable elaborate systems, how these systems may be originated.
You can check out the internal organs of this half-billion-year-old invertebrate for yourself at voanews.com. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.